Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Beis, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi'i, starting Halacha Tes in Amud Aleph. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu picks up his hands and Am Yisrael are winning a war, and he's putting down his hands and Am Yisrael losing the war, and we said it's not the hands that are doing the actual winning. Says the Mishnah now, Kayoitzebo, a similar thing. Make a copper snake. Anybody who gets bitten by the snake will look at this copper snake and will heal. Does the snake cause anybody to die or to be alive? As long as Am Yisrael is looking above, and they are subjecting themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will heal as long as they mishabed themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the nachash that is up there high is just to remind Am Yisrael to look above. There's four places it says in the Torah Aselcho. In three of them, it said what to do and how to do it. Ve'echad lo'ipirish, and one did not explain the specifics. What are the three things? Aselecho tevas atzei goifer. He akshvot ol noyach to build a tevo. Aselecho shtech atzoytus kese akshvot ol Moshe Rabbeinu to make two trumpets made out of silver. And aselecho charvut surim. Akshvot ol Yeshua to make charovas to do brismila for Am Yisrael. All this is exactly how to do it. But the fourth case, Aselecha Sarif Loipirish, it says Sarif doesn't say how to create the snake, what is it going to be made out of? Omar Moshe Ikoro Loinochosh, what is the shape, and what is the reason they have it? It's because they were bitten by snakes. And Akshbogu said to make a snake. Hulafikach Vayas Moshe Nechash Nechoshes, that's what he made out of copper, because copper is Nechoshes, which is the same letters as Nochosh. Mikan Arameir Doirish Shemur. So here you see they have to dash in names. The names tell you the essence of the thing. And the Gemara brings an example. Chalbar Nash of a Shmei Kidor. There was a person named Kidor. Omulameir Meir Dashin Huvo Lechoimine. Remove yourself from him. Don't be close to him. Bar Nash Bishu. He's a bad person. How do we know? Because it says Kidor Ta Puchoseimo. The Pasuk said it's a bad generation. That's Kidor. Kidor is referring to that Pasuk. Reb Levi b'shem Rav Chama bar Chanino, vayanoshuch ein ksiv kan. Doesn't say the one who is going to be bitten will look at the snake, but elakol anoshuch, anyone who's bitten, afilu nishichas kelev, afilu nishichas nochosh. Not only one who's bitten by a snake, but even one who is bitten by a dog will also be healed by looking at nechash nechoshes. Veloy damer, but it's not exactly the same. Nishichas kelev v'ro nishichas nochosh v'hibit, because there's two psukim. There was one pasuk that says "Va'akol anoshuch ve'ro also v'chai," and that's what we learn the kelev because it says "Kol anoshuch." And there's another pasuk "Va'yayim noshach anachashes ish v'hibit." There it clearly says snake and it says v'hibit. So there's the difference. If it was bitten by a dog, then ve'ro, then you just look. And if someone was bitten by a snake, then it's v'hibit. He has to steer at the snake. And what's the difference? Explains the Gemara. If the dog bites, which is not the same type of the snake, so if they're wrong, you can look at it, not steer at it, it won't help to steer too much. But if he was bitten by a snake and he looks at the snake, so the steering is more of a connection and more is more helpful. The Gemara brings another pshat. When it's a bite of a dog, it doesn't really penetrate the body. He just looks at the snake. But a bite of a snake that penetrates the body, then he has to steer at the snake, at the nechosh hanechoshes. Halacha Yud, Zok de Mishnah. So a cheresh, who is someone who's deaf, and shoite, someone does not have das, a katan and a child, they cannot be moitzi rabim dechavosim. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol she'einu chayav adover, someone doesn't have the obligation to do the mitzvah, einu moitzi rabim dechavosim, he cannot be moitzi others. So the Gemara, Tani, aval omru we learned, isho mevareches lebailo, and eved lerabboi, and katan loviv. A wife can do bracha for her husband, a slave to his master and a child to his father. I understand that a woman could do a bracha to her husband and a slave to his master. Pashup Shat is, as the Reb Chaim points out, the Yerushalmi learns that a woman and a Eved are Chayim Midoraisa. Paul says the Gemara, Kotan Loviv, Loikin Omar Avacham Shavyesa by Neroi. Didn't we learn, Kot Shomer Bekotok de Lechankoi, all the Chiyuvi of a Kotan is only Chinuch, meaning it's only Derabanon. So how can he come and do a bracha for his father? Says the Gemara, Tipoter Be'oine Achareim, meaning the Kotan is reading, is saying the bracha, and the father is repeating after him. As we learn in Masechet Sukkot, if you have a slave, a woman, or a child that are reading for somebody else, he has to answer what they're saying to be yoytze, but he will have a klalo, the fact he did not learn on his own. Will come a klalo to somebody, a 20-year-old, meaning an adult, who needs a 10-year-old to come and say the brachas for him. With this, we conclude the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Hanaloch Perek Ruhu Beis Din, Hadunaloch Perek Ruhu Beis Din Beis Hashem. Continuing now, the fourth parak of the Masechta, Zok the Mishnah. Yointu Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yerz B'Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, B'Migdosh Hayu Toikim, they blew shofar in Beis HaMikdosh, Avaloi B'Medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdosh. Reb Chaim brings you a Machlokes Rishonim. What does it mean outside the Beis HaMikdosh? Does it mean even Yerushalayim didn't do it? Or, according to the Rambam, outside of Yerushalayim. Medina means anything outside of Yerushalayim. Mishachar Beis HaMikdosh, once Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, Hidkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiyu Toikim, Bechol Mokov, Sheish Bo Beis Din. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Meinat HaKamna, to do it any place that there is a Beis Din. Omar Blazor, Hidkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiyu Toikim, Elabiyavni Bilvat. So Blazor, the only place that he was Misakin is not every place you have a Beis Din, but only in Yavni. That's the main place of Beis Din. That's a Beis Din of Sanhedrin. That's where he's misakin. Continues the Mishnah on base. Amru Lai, Rabbanan disagreed. Echad Yavne, Echad Kol Mokos, Sheyesh Bo Beis Din. Not only Yavne, any place there's a Beis Din. And Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Does it mean the Beis Din is Esav and Shloisho, a Beis Din of 23, or even a Beis Din of 3? Sukt Gemara Yonto, Shosh Hashanah V'chuli. Rab Abba, Rab Papa, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Rabbi Yassin. They're sitting down, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokish. And Mark, she had a question. You blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdosh, but not outside. What? How do we understand that? If mina toiro, you should blow on Shabbos. So you should blow shofar also on outside of Beis HaMikdosh. If it's not mina toiro, it's also in Beis HaMikdosh, you should not blow shofar in on Shabbos. Over Kehano. So if Kehano passed by, I mean, Hagavu Rabbo, the initial lay says, oh, Choshev Mensch, let's ask him. Also, in Shorun Lay, so the house of Kano, on my loins, he told him, Kosov Chadoime Yoim Truo. There's one person that says Yoim Truo, the Kosov Chadoime Zikorin Truo. So one tells you there's a day of Shofar, one says only remembrance of Shofar. Haketzat, Beshashu Chal Bechoil, if it falls on during the week, Yoim Truo, then you blow the Shofar. When it falls on a Shabbos, so then this zichron chur maskirin avaloi toikim. You just remember the shofar. We don't blow the shofar. So if Kana still did not answer, why in Beis HaMikdosh you do blow on Shabbos? He just explained how do we know that after the Beis HaMikdosh you don't blow if it's Shabbos. The Gemara goes on and says, "Vazeir mafke lechavirayo." Vazeir ordered the friends ulun v'shamun kalider of Levi dorash, go in here the Joshua of Levi. Today's efsha do matik parshose the loy ulpan. Can't be that he's going to bring a parsha and he won't darshan it. I mean, he won't say a chiddush that something new that we did not know before. Ve'al v'omer kavan they came in. He told in front of them the same Joshua. Kosov echadoyim yoyin chuo. Vekosov echadoyim zichon chuo. It's a day of shofar or just remembrance of shofar. Haketzat. Peshal shulchal b'choil. When it falls in the weekday, yoyin chuo. Shul shulchal b'shabes zichon chuo. Maskirin avloy toikim. You blow only when it's the weekday, not on Shabbos. Says the Gemara me'atav v'migdosh lo yidoche. So if so, so be samigdosh you should not blow. Says the Gemara tano be'echod lachoidish. And the pasuk of Yom Chua, it says Be'echod L'Chodesh, and Mashi come to tell me that he has to be Be'echod L'Chodesh and Yom Chua, even if it's Shabbos. And the Gemara now understands that it makes sense, meaning Beis HaMikdosh is a place where you know for sure when is Rosh Chodesh? Because that's where the Mekabel Eidus Chodesh. So therefore, that's where you're blowing even on Shabbos. But outside of Beis Hamikdash, you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. It's a Sofek. So that's why the Torah tells you not to blow even Misofek. So any area next to Beis Hamikdash, and as Rav points out, according to the Rambam, meaning outside of Yerushalayim, but close by, that you know for sure when is Rosh Chodesh, you also should blow the shofar on Shabbos. Has to be a place where you have korbanos. Rav Chaim says there's a mistake in the Gemara, so it should say Vasisim, because Vasisim is written next to Yom Tshuva. So the only place you have the idea of Yom Tshuva is only the place where you have korbanos. Regarding Yovel, it says you blow the shofar even on Shabbos. And we learned that all the tkiyas of Chodesh are the same, meaning you're comparing everything on the seventh month to each other. So the same way the shofar of Yovel is on Shabbos, so the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should also be on Shabbos. So Chaim explains the drashas because it says ba'asor l'chodesh yaseir. It's an extra asor l'chodesh to tell you only ba'asor l'chodesh shemav yishev on Shabbos, not if it's not asor l'chodesh, not if it's Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we should dash it differently. Zuad demavir ba'artzachem acher is bein ba'oritz bein mechutzorets. Meaning Yovel you do only in Eretz Yisrael. For Rosh Hashanah you do even Eretz Yisrael or chutzorets, and that'll be even on Shabbos. Ma'av yoyna ilach ti davir shofar ba'artzachem. If it would say to do it in the Eretz, and that's what the pasuk would say, Mashra is coming to be Mimayet, continues the one of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Ha'isyoimer kan miet u'memokom acher ribo. He's coming to be Mimayet only in Eretz Yisrael, tell you all the places, even Chutz La'aretz, meaning Rosh Hashanah is even in Chutz La'aretz. Ela b'chol la'aretzachem. The pasuk didn't say Tavir ba'aretzachem, it says Tavir b'chol la'aretzachem, meaning you're coming to say not only in Yerushalayim, but in the entire Eretz Yisrael. So if so, kan ribo u'memokom acher miet. So now should we talk about a ribui? It's a ribui over here. We're doing more. So here is a ribui to come to exclude other things. What are we coming to exclude? Coming to exclude the dafka yoivil you do even on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is done only during the weekday. And just to end, the Reb Chaim here points out, the Gemara brings that should you blow shofar on Shabbos or not blow shofar on Shabbos? What does the Yushalmi hold? Is it an Isur Melacha to blow? It's not an Isur Melacha. If it's Isur Melacha, so how can I go and be over a Melacha? What was the Avim in the Gemara? And Reb Chaim has a Mahalach that the Yerushalmi learns that there's no Melach, there's no Isser to do Shofar, but still the Torah is coming to be Mimayet Shofar, even though it's not a Melach. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chov Beis.